Okay, so today we are going to partake in the Lord's Supper, and Brother Kuo is going to bring his thoughts and bring a study on it. You're up, Brother Kuo.
All right, so I'll start in Matthew 26:26-32. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take and eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine, until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Then saith Jesus unto them, "All ye shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee." So I just wanted to note, the Lord made the ultimate sacrifice as the spotless lamb, an atonement for our sin, and calls us to pick up our own crosses and follow after him daily. Hebrews 12:1-4. "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin." It's important we walk worthy of the supper of the Lord, who made the way for us unto eternal life, enduring the scourging, false accusations, mockings, beatings, temptations of this world, so we might have a chance at eternal life. Let us examine ourselves to see if we abide in the truth and are partakers of Christ's sufferings as we partake of his supper. 1 Corinthians 11:23-31. "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. If we suffer with him, we will also reign with him." 2 Timothy 2:8-13. "Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble, as an evildoer, even unto bonds. But the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sakes, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. So let us rejoice in this. We're being conformed to the image of his Son daily, being made complete by the Spirit of God given to us by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, who paid the price for our sin, and is set as an high priest before the Father to make intercession for the blood-bought saints unto eternal life." Hebrews 4:14-16. "Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So that was my short study.
Awesome. Thank you, brother. We're going to pray, and then we're going to partake of the Lord's Supper together.